Well, it's been a busy morning out at Warwick Farm. So many of the slipper runners have been based out there, including Time to Rain for Gary Portelli. Hello, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, Gary, a remarkable amount of golden slipper horses are based at Warwick Farm, and they all pretty well galloped on the course proper, including your colt.
Yeah, look, it was a really busy morning. I think it was 10 or 11 of the golden slipper runners all galloped on the course proper this morning at Warwick Farm. So, it was absolutely brilliant to watch and try to compare. And, it's an exciting time of the year. Not only was the golden slipper horses there, there's plenty of others that are getting ready for Group 1s as well.
Yeah, exactly. It just tells us how important Warwick Farm is. Sometimes we tend to forget Warwick Farm, but when you tell us that, 10, 11, 12 of the slipper horses are based there, then you can no longer ignore Warwick Farm.
Exactly right. I think that just tells the story, doesn't it? It's obviously a big army of the blue team, and James Cummings has done an unbelievable job of getting such a big team of horses qualified and have them what look to be at their peak for this weekend. So I've been ribbing him for the last few months. It's his slipper to lose, so we'll see how he goes.
What did you glean? I mean, you watched yours, but what did you walk away thinking?
Everyone's got their horse right where they need it. I saw Kieran Mars 2 gallop brilliantly early on. Everything I saw from the blue team worked down the straight solidly. If you like one of the slipper that's in one of these guys' hands, certainly don't be concerned about their fitness levels or their health. They all look pretty good this morning. So I don't think I've seen an even slipper like this for a long time. Usually there's been a dominant horse going into it, but there's so many different form lines. Like, I think in the last 4 weeks, there's probably been three or four different horses hold favouritism for the slipper, which is unheard of.
I think that tells us just how a good addition it might be. It's certainly going to be impacted by the weather conditions. Tell us about yours. What are we doing with Time to Rain out of the Todman run?
Oh, look, I think we're trying to forget that he went round. When you've got horses, and I'm a firm believer in horses that come out of dry back into heavy, their fitness levels will take them a long way through a heavy track. They've got to be fit. They've got to be dig deep. It's not about your turn of foot. It's about how fit you are and your ability to keep going. And when you're coming out of wet tracks, as we were, first up heavy track at Warwick Farm, second up slow seven at Rose Hill, 2 weeks into that race, and they've run 1.8.5 on a pretty firm surface, and they've really got home in 33-something. Mm. It's easy to look back on things and say what you should or shouldn't have done, but, they had a better turn of foot than fresh horses over the 1,200 that day. They left us standing at the top of the straight. He looked very flat-footed. But if you watch his run on past the post, he's actually gaining ground on them again. I know they're probably decelerating, but my bloke was still grinding. He wasn't like he gave up. He just couldn't quicken. And, he's not going to have to worry about running 33.5 the last 600 this weekend. So we're hoping that the form that he showed when he, gave
to Source
and a few other boom colts, a bit of a touch-up in the Silver Slipper, if he brings that to the races this weekend, then I believe that he's probably one of the horses to beat.
He's been a bit forgotten because of, the market reaction to week by week, but he's out of the Todman. They have forgotten him. You watched him gallop this morning and you probably feel, yep, I've got him right where I want him. Is that how you walked away?
Yeah, exactly. We've aimed at this race fourth up. Was an absolute bonus winning the Silver Slipper. We actually thought we would win, obviously, first up Warwick Farm, to come away disappointed. We wanted to be second up, fit, taking on to Sort second up. We were, as it turned out, we were able to win that. If we didn't run him last start and just trialled him like some of these other guys have done, then we're probably nearly favourite for the race on the weekend. So if you're going to drop off him because of one run on a firm track, then might come back to haunt you on Saturday because, all of his form's been on, tracks with a bit of cut in it, and, he's rock hard fit. He'll go forward in the race and he'll give you a good sight for your money.
And on that point, right now, Blake Shin has told us that, this morning it was a heavy 10. The weather forecast, maybe Friday, Saturday, looks a bit more encouraging that we may not see rain, but it may get back 8-7, who knows, but that will certainly not hinder your horse.
Exactly right. I think that's the key to the whole race for us, is that We've had a perfect preparation as far as soundness goes. Mentally, the horse is perfect. I just actually came back an hour after his gallop, and he's three quarters of the way through his breakfast. He's a horse in good order, and you know, I just want to see him parade well and do everything right on the day. And if he produces his silver slipper run, he's going to be right up to his neck in this race on Saturday. But you know, with 2 year olds, you're never really sure what they're going to do. They're only babies, and they might work well on Tuesday morning and show all the signs all week leading up to a race that they're 100% right. But you know, sometimes they let you down on the day. But you know, said this preparation has been aimed at this one big race, and at this point, I couldn't be happy with our horse.